You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. While we throw away a couple of the stat sheets, we're down to the men's game now. The North College Defenders and Briarcliff Chargers in GPAC basketball. North College need to get back on the winning side of things. Lost a couple last week. And by all accounts, not playing their best basketball of the year. Losing on the road to Northwestern. Struggled offensively in that one and then lost an overtime decision this past week as well. As they lose to Jamestown in overtime on Saturday. This Briarcliff team, they're clicking. They're 8-1 this season, 5-1 in the GPAC. They have lost to Morningside. That's their only blemish. Two of Briarcliff's wins have been by single digits, while the other six have been by 10 points or more. Briarcliff has won three games in a row in the GPAC, including a Saturday win over Dakota Wesleyan. Chargers are outscoring teams 93-84. Eric Erdman tops the team with a 21.3 points per game average, and he is making 45% of his three-point shots. He's also handing out 3.5 assists per game. Jay Wolf is scoring 20.6 points per game, and he is making 56% of his three-point shots. Jackson Lamb adds 14.7 points per game. Nathan Friedel has been coming off of the bench for 12.4 points per game. Kyle Borhave and Jaden Klein Hessling, for you Northwest Iowa basketball fans, a pair of freshmen from Sheldon, are scoring 9.1 and 6.1 points per game respectively. Borhave has been starting as of late. The defender men are 8-4 this season, 2-3 in the GPAC. The defenders are outscoring teams 82.3 to 76.4. They have a 42-37 rebounding edge. Garrett Franken is scoring 13.8 points per game with 7.8 rebounds. Jesse Jansma is at 13.8 as well. He leads the team in three-point baskets made with 20. Alec Henriksen is right behind with 19 made three-pointers. Chad Barkamas at 11.8 points per game with 5.7 rebounds. He is converting nearly 56.8% of his field goals. Josh Benlingen adds 12 points per game. Ben Gasing is good for 9.1, but has been slowed by an injury recently. He is in uniform tonight. Chandler Brunsting is good for 4.9 rebounds, and he leads the team in assists at a shade under 3 while averaging 6.3. Henriksen is converting 7.6 points per game. Briarcliff was a 94-90 winner over Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday after leading 46-44 at halftime. Erdman had 31 points. Dort's men lost a 96-89 overtime decision on Saturday to Jamestown. Josh Van Lingen at 21. Zach Bussard came off of the bench to score 17 and grab 10 rebounds. The defenders split with Briarcliff last season. Briarcliff was a 78-66 winner in Sioux City. In January, North College won 81-75 here in Sioux City. Marcus Winterfeld had 27 in that win. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at starting lineups right after this. Here's your starting lineup for the North College Defenders. Number 2, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 sophomore, Sioux Center, 13.8 points per game. Chad Barkamas, 6'5 junior, Sioux Falls, 11.8 points per game. Chandler Brunsting, 6'1 junior, Hall, 6.3 points per game. Number 22, Garrett Franken, 6'7 sophomore, Atlantic, Iowa, his hometown, 13.8 points per game. Josh Van Lingen, 6'6 junior, Sioux Center, 12.0 points per game. Briarcliff, Jay Wolf, 6'4 senior, Creston, Iowa, 20.6 points per game. Number 10, Nick Lutmer, 6'4 senior, Rock Rapids, 5.5 points per outing. Number 20, Kyle Borhave, 6'6 freshman from the metropolis of Ashton, Iowa, 9.1 points per game. Number 23, Jackson Lamb, 6'4 junior, Greenfield, Iowa, 14.7 points per game. Eric Erdman from Forest City, Iowa, 5'11 senior, feels like a 12th year senior, averaging 21.3 points per game. He's 143 points shy of his 2,000th career point. We are set for basketball. Opening tip on the way. Borhave against Barkema. Opening tap controlled by the Chargers. Chargers with the basketball. Lutmer comes up with it. He hands it off to Erdman. They go high post. Borhave. Borhave guarded there by Van Lingen. Gives it back over to Erdman. Lob pass over the top. Borhave. Borhave. Reverse layup. Good. Kyle Borhave with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 2-0. 2-0 our score. Brunsting gives it back over to Barkema. Barkema, Jansma, Jansma, back over to Brunsting. Brunsting, Jansma, Jansma, three offline, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Borhave. Borhave gives it up on the right side over to Wolf, Jay Wolf. He's a 1,000-point scorer as well, has over 1,200 career points. Borhave down to the baseline cutoff, gives it up to Erdman. Erdman on the left wing. Eric Erdman, kick out pass. Three on the way, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball in the backcourt. He brings it across the timeline. Snaps it over to Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jansma down to the right side. Gives it up Brunsting. Brunsting rolls it inside for Van Langen, working against Borhave. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen back outside. Barkema, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ball tapped around. It's still loose. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Barcliff comes up with it. Borhave passes it over to Erdman. Erdman into the front court. Erdman on the right-hand side with it. Gives it up Borhave. Borhave hands it off to Jackson Lamb. Back over to Borhave, and Borhave is fouled on the play by Van Langen. Borhave will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. Borhave is a 63% free throw shooter. He's shooting here with 18:34 remaining in the first half, his team leading 2-0. So Borhave will go to the free throw line. 2 free throws on the way for the freshman from Ashton, prepped at Sheldon High School. First free throw on the way, no good. Another one on the way as he plants that one on the back iron. A second free throw on the way for Borhave. This one's up and good. So Borhave makes 1 of 2. He's got all 3 points for the Chargers. They lead 3-0. Chandler Brunsting brings it up against Erdman. Brunsting across half court over to Franken. Franken, Barkema. Barkema on the left-hand side. Barkema to the top of the key. He passes left side, Jansma. Jansma, free throw line, Van Langen. Van Langen straight on, guarded by Borhave. He'll put up a 15-footer. And knocking down the straight-on jumper is Josh Van Langen. Dort College trails 3-2. 3-2 our score. Borhave with it on the elbow. Hands it back outside to Wolf. Wolf, kick out Erdman. Erdman, 3, good. Eric Erdman with another 3, adding to his 220 career 3-pointers. Dort College trailing 6-2. Jansma, Brunsting. Brunsting, Van Langen. Van Langen sets his 3, too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Wolf. Wolf with the basketball. Wolf up the floor, intended for Luttmer, goes out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Jackson Lamb isn't quite to 1,000 points. He's got 849 in his career. And so if things play out the way you think they will, he is closing in on, he will be the third 1,000-point scorer on this Briarcliff team. Jansma gives it back to Franken. Franken drives in and he loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 6-2, Briarcliff leading by 4. Defenders, not a great start for the defenders. Out front with it, it's Erdman. Erdman passes left side, Wolf. Pardon me, that's Lamb. Lamb loses it. It's taken away. Here comes Dort College and Barkema. Barkema in traffic. His shot, awkward-looking shot, and he gets it to go. Chad Barkema on the run. Floats one in from straight on. Dort College trailing 6-4. Out front they go. Right side, Lamb. Lamb at the free throw line, guarded there by Franken. They give it back to Borhave. Borhave rolling hook shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken away, Brunsting. Brunsting tries to thread the needle ahead to Barkema. It's taken back by Briarcliff. Borhave comes up with it. Borhave will take it across half court. He hands it off to Wolf. Wolf to Friedel. Friedel checked in for Luttmer at the last break. Friedel, right side pass, Erdman. Erdman, a good step and a half behind the three-point line. Brunsting guarding him closely there. Now Wolf. Wolf, step back, 12-footer is good. Jay Wolf with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 8-4. 16 minutes remaining in the first half. Jansma at the free throw line. They back off him. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wolf. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking in Henriksen and Busser. Checking out Van Langen and Barkema. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop is Brunsting. Brunsting gets it in to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right wing. Henriksen back over to Jansma. Jansma with it out front. Brunsting. Brunsting, 3-pointer straight on. No good. And the rebound is tapped out and controlled by Briarcliff. Up and running with it is Erdman. Erdman at the top of the key. Erdman hesitates, comes to a jump stop. Nothing there. Back out front, Wolf. Wolf to Friedel, and Friedel is fouled on the play by Jesse Jansma. Jansma whistled for foul number one. Foul number one against Jansma. Ben Gasink is going to check into the game. Earlier tonight, the North College Defender women get a victory over Briarcliff. 76-55. Also had an upset in Sioux City, where Midland upset Morningside. Jaden Klein-Hessling with the basketball on the right wing. He checked in at the last break as well, as did Henriksen and Bussard. Left side pass, Friedel. Friedel misses the shot. Rebound, Ruttman. Ruttman lost it on the way up, but he's fouled on the play. And Ben Gasink will be called for the personal foul. Ben checked in at the last break. He checked in just as they were just about ready to put the ball back in play, so he was a late check-in. Free throw on the way for Ruttman is up and good. Austin Ruttman from Pocahontas, 86% free throw shooter. A lot of his minutes that I anticipated him playing have been taken up by Borhave. Kyle Borhave playing more and more as this season progresses. 10-4, Door College leading by down by 6. Franken with it out front, guarded by Friedel. Passes to Henriksen. Henriksen, Bussard. Bussard off of the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Ended up with a mismatch underneath. He ended up with Klein-Hessling and Erdman trying to defend him. And Zach Bussard got fouled as he went up with it. Trying for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Bussard, the junior from Papillion, misses it. York College trails 10-6. 10-6, our score. Erdman, left side pass, Wolf. Wolf, ball fake, drives into the lane. His right-handed shot is good. Jay Wolf with 4 points. York College trails 12-6. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma with it beyond the three-point line. Dribbles down to the baseline, back over to Buss. Buss outside Franken. Franken, three-pointer left wing off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Friedel. Friedel with the basketball. Friedel gives it up to Erdman. Erdman up the floor. Erdman passes over to Wolf. Wolf picks up his dribble. Friedel. Friedel, he won't think twice. Three-pointer no good off the heel. Rebound tracked down, though, by Klein-Hessling. Jaden Klein-Hessling gives it back over to Friedel. Friedel puts it up in traffic. Good. Friedel with a two-point bucket. York College trails 14-6. Franken will drive into the lane. Draws some contact. Shot no good. He bumped into Ruttman. No call made. Back we go the other way. Briarcliff basketball, Wolf. Wolf with it on the left side. Wolf, they dig down. Gason got a hand on it. Friedel thought about the three. Gives it instead over to Wolf. Wolf, Erdman. Erdman, three. Good. Eric Erdman with the three-point basket. He's got 6 in the defender's trail. 17-6. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. North College trailing 17-6, 7 unanswered by the Briarcliff Chargers as they've gone from leading by 4 to up 11. And the defenders need to refocus, get something going here. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Pass goes out front, Barkema. Barkema gives it up, Gasink. Gasink looking down low. He's got it on the left wing. Henriksen underneath Bussard. Bussard blocked on the play by Friedel. Buss gets it back, muscles it up, and Zach Bussard with the three-point play opportunity on the way. Zach will go to the free throw line to try and get North College back to within 8. 17-8, North College trailing. 13:29 left. Bussard, free throw, good. So Buss makes the free throw, three-point play. He's got 5 points, and the defenders trail 17-9. Erdman down to the baseline. They get it right back over to Wolf. Wolf misses the three. Back to Friedel. Friedel, three, no good. Rebound, Bussard. Bussard over to Cooper Ross. Cooper into the front court. Cooper all the way in with the right hand, lays it up good. He got around Jaden Plant-Heslink that time, and Cooper Ross records the bucket. Dort College trails 17-11. Plant-Heslink out front, guarded by Ross. Comes back over to Borhave. Borhave with the ball. Borhave to Plant-Heslink. Plant-Heslink to Friedel. Friedel, too much dribbling. Double teamed. Ross comes away with a steal. Lob over the top for Barkema. Barkema, reverse layup, can't get it to go. Now swatted at by Barkema after the rebound was gathered in, and Barkema commits the personal foul in the backcourt. That is foul number one on him. The sheriff and his deputies today, Brooks Wells, Jacob Hertz, Brent McNerlin. Nick Luttmer gets the ball inbounded for the Chargers. Pass goes left side. Luttmer stations himself in the corner. They don't go to him. Instead, the shot from the wing. Weak side rebound gathered in by Luttmer. Luttmer to Lamb. Lamb to Borhave. Borhave to Wolf. Wolf with the basketball guarded by Barkema. Wolf, step back three. Good. Jay Wolf with 7 points. And the defenders trail 20-11. 2011, Cooper Ross with the basketball. Kick out pass, Chandler Brunsting. Goes back to Vinalingen. Vinalingen on the left elbow. Josh with it, working on Borhave. Gets it back over to Barkema. Barkema, 15-footer, left side, good. Chad with 4 points. Defenders trail 20-13. With the basketball, Jay Wolf. Wolf to Borhave. Borhave on the right-hand side with it. Shot is blocked by Vinalingen. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Ahead to Barkema. Barkema traveled with it. No call made. Gets the shot to go. Chad Barkema with 6 points. Defenders trail 20-15. With a basketball into the front court, Briarcliff. That's Sammy Green. Green runs into a pick. Now passes it off left side. Luttmer. Luttmer, Lamb. Lamb guarded by Henriksen. Picks up his dribble. Back over to Wolf. Wolf, three. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen's pass deflected, picked up by Luttmer. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff basketball, Wolf. Right side it goes Green. Sammy Green from Alton, Illinois. Dribble still alive, working against Cooper. Short shot, won't go down. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Dort College with a chance to cut into the 5-point lead. Cooper Ross with it. Cooper drives in, kick out, Henriksen. Henriksen gets the return pass, Vinalingen. Yes! 3-point basket. Alec Henriksen, his first triple of the night. Dort College trails 2018. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Back with more after this. So good to see Alec Henriksen knock that 3-point basket down. Dort College trails 2018 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Erdman with the basketball goes over to Wolf. That's Lamb. Wrong animal. And with it in the middle of the lane, Lamb. Lamb shot no good. Rebound cleared. Here comes Vinalingen. Vinalingen over to Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross hesitates, puts it up, blocked by Erdman. And the rebound is cleared by Lamb. Lamb stops, pops, three, good. Jackson Lamb with a 3-point basket. And the Dort College defenders down by 5, 23-18. Cooper Ross with the basketball. He passes left side over to Franken. Franken out front, Barkema. Barkema gives it up. Now they go back to Garrett. Garrett underneath, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And make no mistake about it, that ball goes in. There's no foul call. That shot does not go in. So the foul call is made. Jackson Lamb will pick up the personal. That's his first. And free throws on the way for Garrett Franken. Franken will shoot two. First one is good for Garrett. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Franken. Trying to get Dort College back to within three. Borhave will check out of the ball game. on the floor for the defenders, Van Langenbarkema, Franken, Jansma, and Brunsting. Franken makes one of two free throws, missed the second one off the heel for Briarcliff. Lutmer, Friedel, Wolf with the ball, Erdman on the left wing, he now has it, and Lamb. Right side pass goes to Wolf. Wolf, right elbow to Lutmer. Back outside, Wolf. Wolf in and out, no good. Rebound, Friedel, lost it. Picked up by Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. The junior from Sioux Falls across half court. Shovels it off to Brunsting. Brunsting back to Franken. And what do we have? Josh Van Langen is going to be called for a hook. It's called away from the basketball, but it caught the eye of Brooks Wells. Zach Bussard will check into the game at the next break as Briarcliff inbounds. Out front, Lamb. Wolf into the corner, Friedel. Ball tipped out of bounds by Franken. It will be Briarcliff basketball down in the corner. And throwing the ball in is Jay Wolf. Wolf will toss it in. He gets the ball inbounded to Erdman. Erdman in between the circles. Erdman back over to Wolf. Wolf to Lamb. Lamb three, no good. Long rebound, though, as it kicks off the heel. Wolf back over to Friedel. Friedel misses the three. Long rebound again. Here's Wolf. Wolf, vertical contest by Franken. He takes the rebound away. He throws it over the top for Jansman. Jansman on the left wing hesitates. Goes into the corner, Franken. Franken looking for the pass to Barkema. Instead comes back over to Jesse. Jesse, strong move to the hoop. Can't finish with a left hand, though. Left it short. Here comes Briarcliff off and running. Down to the baseline is Lamb. Lamb loses the dribble. They're going to call a double dribble. Double dribble as Lamb dribbled it. It glanced off of his shin. He continued the dribble then and got called for the double dribble. Dort College with the basketball back down by four, 23-19, 8:15 and counting. Left side pass, Jansma, Jansma, Barkema, Barkema, right side. And Franken turns it over, intending the pass out front for Brunsting. It's taken back. Wolf, cross-court pass, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College and Garrett Franken. It will be Briarcliff basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Wolf for the Chargers. He gets it into Erdman. Erdman, right side, Friedel. Friedel gives it up. Wolf. Wolf, strong move to the hoop. He's got 9 points as he got an open lane as he caught it on the right elbow. Passes over to Jansma. Jansma gets it back over to Barkema. Barkema, Brunsting. Brunsting, Franken. Franken, turn around on the baseline. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff for the basketball. Briarcliff, Erdman. Erdman turns on the Jets. Layup good. Eric Erdman with 8. Defenders trailed by 8. 27-19. Back-to-back buckets by Briarcliff. Back the other way. Layup with the right hand. No good by Jansma. Couldn't quite finish it. Barkema had it off of his hands. Out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Rutman and Klein Heslink are in. Got 6 players on the floor for Briarcliff. Now they'll get 5. Brent McNerlin doing the counting and making sure the ball doesn't come in play. Then you've got a mess. Klein Heslink over to Erdman. Erdman with the basketball on the left wing, guarded by Gasing. Erdman will put up the 3, same spot he hit 2 from earlier, rims that one out. Gasing tries to pass it off, and it's deflected out of bounds by Rutman. It'll be Dort College basketball, 6:53 remaining in this first half of men's basketball. Dort College 8-4, they've lost 2 in a row, they need a win. Briarcliff, conference front runner, along with Morningside, a game back of Morningside. Ball's turned over on the inbounds pass. Wolf into the corner, Klein Heslink. Jaden, 3, good. Jaden Klein Heslink with the 3, 30-19. 7 unanswered. by the Chargers, and it's gone from a 4-point lead to an 11-point lead, and the defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Reminder that coming up at halftime, we will check in with our Where Are They Now segment. The Dort College defenders, Briarcliff Chargers in men's basketball. And at halftime, we'll have that Where Are They Now. We'll go to that almost immediately. Ball intended for Zach Bussard on his cut into the lane as we resume play. And Dort College turns it over. Defenders haven't been clean, as Coach Brian Van Hafted would term it. And back the other way we go. A three-point bucket by Briarcliff, and Eric Erdman starting to get it going. He had 31 points in a win over Dakota Wesleyan over the weekend. Alec Henriksen trying to answer, and Alec now knocks down a three-point basket. Alec with 6 points. Dort College leads 33-22. Left side pass, Klein Hessling. Klein Hessling cut off, reverses it back over to Friedel. Back over to Ruttman. Ruttman lets fly with a three. No good. If he knocks that down, it's going to be a long night for the defenders. Gaysink at the top of the key. Shovels it back outside. Henriksen. Henriksen three. Heat check. No good. Left that one short. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Left side it goes. Wolf. Dort College down 11. Need to get a stop and a bucket. Wolf back the other way. Wolf layup good. Wolf with 11 points. Dort College trails 35-22. Left side pass, Jansma. Jansma with it. Bussard trying to run a little interference for him. Henriksen lobs it for Buss. Buss working against Ruttman. Shot off the glass, good for Bussard. Bussard with 7 in the first half. Defenders trail by 11, 35-24. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Left side, Erdman. Ball fake. His three. He loves that left wing, and he knocks it down. Another three for Erdman. He's got 14, and the defenders trail 38-24. Timeout on the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Kyle Borhave called for a foul. Borhave, two hands on Zach Bussard that time, and Borhave gets called for the personal, and for Borhave, that is number two this evening. Inbounding the basketball is Barkema, and a 5 seconds call on the defenders. Dort College, when this first half comes to a close, I'll be curious to see the turnover totals. Dort College trailing Briarcliff 38-24 at halftime, or pardon me, as we approach the half. Got to keep it here. You can't allow it to grow any further, and you'd love to have it down to single digits. Friedel, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cooper Ross. Cooper into the front court, stops at the top of the key. Step back, long two, missed it, no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema back over to Henriksen. Henriksen gathers himself, three, good. Alec Henriksen with three threes, and the defenders trail 38-27. Into the front court with a basketball is Erdman. Erdman kick out pass, extra pass over to Wolf. Wolf left side. Ruttman. Ruttman traveled with it. No call made. Gives it up to Klein Hessling. Klein Hessling. Ruttman. Ruttman. Friedel. Friedel three. In and out. No good. Rebound cleared by Ross. Here comes Dort College down 11. Cooper into the front court at the top of the key. Hesitates. In among the Giants. Puts it up. And Cooper fortunate to draw a foul on a Briarcliff player. That's going to go on Ruttman. His first. And Cooper Ross will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Not sure that that move will remain in his repertoire. Cooper listed 5'9", in among the trees, and there were plenty of trees back. Love the enthusiasm, love the confidence, but not going to be productive in the long term. Cooper Ross makes one of two free throws. Defenders trail 38-28. Jaden Klein-Hesling, his pass, tip, taken away by Brunsting, and Brunsting is fouled on the play by Erdman. And Erdman's going to pick up the personal foul as Brunsting was trying to bring it up the sideline, and Erdman didn't give him any ground on the sideline as he tried to lean his way back in. Erdman was actually trying to ride him out of bounds, and Brunsting stayed inbounds. Cooper Ross with the basketball, passes left side to Henriksen. Henriksen kept his hand on top of the basketball. Cooper feeds it down low. Barkema right reverses. Brunsting too strong with a three, no good. And the rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Into the front court is Eric Erdman. Erdman with the basketball, right side Klein-Hesling. Back over to Erdman, the senior from Forest City, feeds it to Ruttman. Ruttman misses the jump hook in the lane, cleared by Van Langen. Van Langen back over to Cooper Ross. Cooper with it on the left wing. Cooper working against Eric Erdman. He's going to drive in, kick out pass Van Langen. Van Langen, open look at a three, left it short, no good. But there for the rebound is Barkema. Barkema put back, no good. Another one for Chad, no good. Rebound cleared by Ruttman. Needed that one. 2:30 left to go in the half. Easy or relatively easy baskets are so hard to come by. Or College unable to get that one to go. Out front, three on the way. And that one rims in and out, no good. That took two trips around the rim. Brunsting, jump stop, outside Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball, back over to Henriksen. Yes! Four threes for Alec Henriksen. Let's see if he can break out of that shooting slump he has been in. It's been hard work for Alec this year offensively. Obviously, you're a known quantity. Ball tipped by Brunsting. Brunsting tries to save it in. He does, but right to Wolf. Wolf in the backcourt getting back on defense, and a blocking foul called on Cooper Ross. Cooper Ross whistled for the personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Going to the free throw line will be Briarcliff's Eric Erdman. Erdman, throughout his career, a 90% free throw shooter. Don't see that very often. He missed it. He's got another one on the way. He's 47 of 53 this season from the free throw line. Another one on the way for the senior from Forest City. That one's up and good. Well, Erdman, living proof. You don't have to be 6 feet tall to have an impact basketball games. He's had a very impactful career at Briarcliff. Nearing that 2,000-point plateau. Start getting into some pretty rare air there. Four threes and a two and a one for Erdman here in the first half. He's got 15. Dort College chipping away, though. They've got it down to single digits. They give it up to Bussard. Bussard blocked on the play by Ruttman. His reverse, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds up and over the top of the backboard. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Dort College's lineup of Barkema, Henriksen, Brunsting, Cooper Ross, and Zach Bussard. Getting the defenders back to within single digits. Erdman will drive in, and he gets around Chandler Brunsting, and the layup is good. There was no rotation defensive help. Dort College down 41-31. Henriksen, another three, left it short, no good. A little deep. That was about a 25-footer. Coming back the other way is Wolf. Wolf. Right side, Luttmer. Luttmer with a basketball, gets around Cooper Ross, lost it on the way up, picked up by Bussard under a minute to go in the half. Cooper Ross up the floor. Can Dort College get a two for one here? 43 seconds on the game clock. 20 on the shot clock, and now it winds down to 35 seconds. Henriksen, layup good. Alec Henriksen, 14 first-half points. Dort College trails 41-33. 25 seconds remaining. Briarcliff will hold for the final shot. Shot clock and game clock both on, but the difference negligible. With the basketball is Erdman. Erdman on the right side. Gets it away to Lamb. And Lamb knocks down a triple just before the halftime comes to a close. And Briarcliff reestablishes a double-digit lead at halftime, 44-33. 44-33, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. We've reached halftime. Coming up, we'll have our Where Are They Now? Ryan Kuhn, our featured subject this evening. We'll check in with him right after this. Your Defender men's basketball with some work to do here in the second half, trailing 44-33. At the intermission, here are your numbers from the first half. Dort College, 13 of 34 from the floor, 38%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33%, 3 of 6 on free throws, 50%. Briarcliff, 16 of 38, 8 of 23, and 4 of 6, 42%, 35%, and 67%. Dort College has been out-rebounded 26-20. Turnovers, Dort 9, Briarcliff 7. Individually, Alec Henriksen leading Dort College with 14, 6 for Chad Barkema, 7 for Zach Bussard, 3 for Cooper Ross and Josh Van Langen, and 1 for Garrett Franken. For Briarcliff, 17 for Eric Erdman, 11 by Jay Wolf, 3 for Kyle Borhave, and 3 for Jaden Clint Hessling, 2 each for Ethan Fraudell and Austin Rutman. 6 rebounds for Jay Wolf leads Briarcliff. 4 rebounds for Bussard leads the Defenders. We are underway with the second half. Brunsting passes it over to Jansman. Jansman, Van Langen. Van Langen to Barkema. Barkema right wing. Back over to Josh. Gives it up left side. Garrett Franken has it on the wing. Jansman in traffic. Back over to Barkema. Barkema baseline jumper. Good. Chad Barkema with 8. Dort College back to within 9, 44-35. Not going to get it all back at once, obviously. Let's see if they can chip away. Luttmer, 3. He'll take that if you're Dort College, but then Borhave pokes away the rebound. He gets it away from Josh Van Langen. Now Borhave driving in, blocked by Van Langen. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting, Jansma. Jansma, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Mark Sfagera on the Briarcliff bench, exhorting his team to grab the rebound and latch onto it. Feed goes into Franken. Franken, turnaround from 10 in the lane, good. Garrett Franken with 3. Dort College back-to-back buckets to start the second half, trailing 44-37. Luttmer, another 3, and he hit that one. I still would take my chances with that. I'd rather have him shooting threes than Erdman, obviously. Barkema underneath Van Langen. Van Langen off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Josh Van Langen will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He got held on the putback attempt. Jay Wolf is called for the personal foul. So Dort College with an opportunity to cut into the lead. Van Langen, right-handed free throw by the junior from Sioux Center, plants it on the back iron, and it is an 8-point difference. 8-point lead for Briarcliff with the basketball. They're willing to put it up. They aren't thinking twice. Shot no good by Lamb. Here comes Dort College. Jansma, high dribble, right side Franken. Back over to Barkema. Barkema, 3, rims out, no good. But a foul on the play called against Eric Erdman. That's number 2 against him. 47-39. Chad Barkema shooting 3 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting that 3-point basket. Free throw on the way for the junior from Sioux Falls. Off the heel, no good. York College sub 500 on their free throw shooting this evening. And Barkham misses another one. Chad coming into the game, 73% free throw shooter, 8 points. He misses two free throws. Let's see if he can get it righted here. Free throw up by Chad. Good. Barkham makes one of three. Defenders trail 47-40. Missed an opportunity to get back to within five. Answering with a three is Lamb. And Jackson Lamb with 9 points all on threes. Dort College trails 50-40. Van Langen to Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen at the free throw line. Comes back over to Franken. Franken double teamed. Passes through the lane. It's taken back by Jansma. No. Luttmer comes up with it. Luttmer on the left side. Luttmer picks up his dribble, feeds it underneath Borhave, guarded there by Van Langen. Borhave puts it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Kyle Borhave with a two-point basket. He's got five. And the lead is a dozen again for Briarcliff. Van Langen puts it on the floor, slips. Comes over to Brunsting. Brunsting, floater, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Friedel will check in. Luttmer will check out. Henriksen checks in. And Barkema will check out. Alec Henriksen entered play today with 1,140 career points. Now got over 1,150. He hit four threes in the first half, along with a two. Jansma, free throw line, back to Van Langen. Van Langen as the shot clock expires. Good. Josh Van Langen gets Dort College back to within single digits, 52-43. 16:55 remaining. Driving in is Wolf. Wolf, Borhave. Borhave, reverse layup. Good. Kyle Borhave with a reverse layup. He's got seven. Dort College trails 54-43. 54-43. Pass underneath intended for Van Langen. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Bussard is in. Van Langen is out. By the way, Alec Henriksen, 191 career threes entering play tonight. Closing in on 200. He's got 195. They pass it underneath Borhave, and Borhave with a reverse slam dunk. Kyle Borhave with nine. 56-43. And the defenders down by 13. Henriksen in traffic, and Friedel is going to be called for a hand check. No foul shots, so Friedel whistled for the personal. His first. Borhave will check out. Ruttman checks in. Pass goes into Henriksen. Henriksen, Brunsting. Brunsting to Franken. Franken, jumper in the lane. Jump hook in the lane, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff basketball. Wolf. No, that was Lamb. Saved in by Wolf. Nope. Steps on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort will get it back after the missed three-pointer by Lamb. Dort College basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen across half court. Goes left side, Jansma. Jansma to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting feeds it down low. Bussard working on Ruttman. Gets it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting three off the heel, no good. Rebound Jansma. Jansma baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken fouled on the play on the putback. That's going to go on Lamb. So Lamb whistled for the personal foul. Two free throws on the way for Garrett Franken. Jesse Jansma, difficult time getting things going tonight. And Franken, for that matter, has struggled a bit from the field as well. Franken, Jansma, and Barkham averaging a combined 37 points tonight coming into the game. Barkema has 9. Franken has been limited to 3, and Jansma has he needs to get his first shot to go yet. 4 points for Franken as he makes 1 of 2, and the defenders trail by a dozen, 56-44. They give it to Friedel. Friedel, 3, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, though. Ruttman, shot, good. Ruttman with the 2-point basket. Cooper Ross gets the return pass from Franken. They go right side, back over to Franken. Garrett, mid-range jumper, good. 5 second-half points for Franken, 6 points for the ball game. Defenders trail 58-46 as the two teams swap buckets. Friedel out front, used up his dribble, picks it up, passes it back over to Erdman. Erdman left side, give it up to Ruttman. Ruttman with it, backing his way in against Bussard. And what are we going to have? Foul's going to go against Zach Bussard. So Bussard whistled for the personal foul. 58-46, Dort by down by a dozen. Erdman to throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Jaden Klein-Heslink. Right side pass, Erdman. Erdman, nothing there. Back over to Klein-Heslink. Now Friedel. Friedel, left corner three, good. Nathan Friedel with 5 points, 61-46. Briarcliff extending the lead to 15. Barkema down to the baseline. Gives it up, Bussard. Bussard with it on the right elbow. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, good. Alec Henriksen with 17, and the defenders trail 61-49. College down a dozen. Got to find some way to slow down this offense that averages 93 points per game. Erdman misses the three. Rebound cleared by Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Back over to Cooper. Cooper in traffic. Turned it over. Trying to pass over the top. It's taken back by Wolf. Back over to Erdman. Erdman hesitated. Put the ball on the deck and gets called for a travel. Cooper Ross with the basketball. He passes left side. Gasing. Gasing is held on the play. Ball goes against Jay Wolf. Wolf whistled for his second personal foul. Dort College down a dozen. 61-49. With it out front, Cooper Ross. Ross to Gasing. Gasing, spin move in the lane, comes back to Cooper Ross, now to Barkema. Barkema, three, count the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Wolf as his third. Chad Barkema will shoot for the four-point play. Dort College down 61-52 pending the free throw. First free throw, only free throw for Barkema is good. So Barkema with the four-point play. Chad now with 13 points, and the defenders trail 61-53. Left side, Klein-Heslink. Shot blocked by Van Langen. Over the top, Gasing. Gasing, finger roll, right hand, good. Joel Gasing. Try that again. Ben Gasing. Too many names in the Rolodex. Ben Gasing charges into the lane, gets the shot to go. 61-55, timeout charged to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Jay Wolf down to the baseline. Gives it back over to Erdman. Erdman, layup in the lane, no good, but there for the rebound is Borhave. Kick out Wolf. Wolf, three, missed it, no good. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is Alec Henriksen. Henriksen in traffic, lost it. And now a double dribble called. Double dribble, the violation. Dort College turns it over. And I'm with the Dort College assistant coaches where I'm not so sure that was accurate, but it's what was called. So a turnover back to the Chargers. Down to the baseline is Erdman. Erdman, reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema over to Cooper Ross. Pulls up the three-point line, now hesitates, loses it on the way up as it's stripped away by Jay Wolf. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Out front with it is Gasink. Comes back over to Barkema, and Ben Langen goes up for the rebound, and he is shoved by Luttmer on the rebound. So Nick Luttmer draws the foul on the rebound. Dort College will be shooting 1-1. Franken is in, Ross is out. Gasing stays on the floor, along with Henriksen, Van Langen, and Barkema. Van Langen shooting the front end of a 1-1, trying to whittle the lead down. 61-55, Dort College down 6. Free throw is short, no good. Six-point difference. Chargers with it as Van Langen leaves that layup short. Erdman driving down to the baseline. Puts it up, draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Eric Erdman with a chance to score his 20th here. 63-55. Definitely picks his spots. He'll facilitate, and then he'll be a little more selfish. He has 17 all in the first half. He's been quiet since, but a chance at a three-point play here, and he misses that one. 63-55, Dort College down 8. Gasink with the basketball, over to Franken. Franken gives it up, Gasink. Gasink in between the circles, goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema to Franken. Franken loses his footing, gets it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Ben. Ben, in traffic, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Eric Erdman. And Eric Erdman has just drawn his fourth personal. Nope, just his third. Foul number three on Erdman. Ben Gasing to the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Ben. Missed that one. Kicked that one off the heel. Another one on the way. Dort College has not helped their cause at the free throw line tonight. Ben Gasing makes 1 of 2. He's got 3 points. Defenders trail by 7, 63-56. 63-56. Wolf underneath for Erdman. Erdman off of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ben Gasink will bring it up for the defenders. Ben across half court. Passes to Henriksen. Henriksen, Ben Langen. Ben Langen has it at the top of the key, back to Alec. Alec, back outside, Van Langen. Van Langen, three ball, no good. Rebound tipped out. Franken had a hand on it, tried to save it in. And coming back the other way is Briarcliff. Erdman, and Erdman throws it away. Lamb was cutting to the basket. Erdman threw it back out to the wing. Ball goes out of bounds with 10:33 remaining. Dort College trails by 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout charge to the Chargers. Back with it more after this. 10:33 remaining in regulation. Briarcliff 63, Door College 56. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Chandler Brunsting brings the basketball up the floor for the defenders. Brunsting gives it back to Franken. Franken back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it on the right side. Shovels it back outside Brunsting. 19 to shoot. Back to Henriksen on the perimeter. Franken feeds it down low. Van Langen. Van Langen working on Borhave with the right hand. Left is shot short. No good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff coming back the other way with the basketball. Wolf. Wolf on the wing. Wolf driving in. Ball deflected. Kicked away. Luttmer picks it up. 15 to shoot. Back over to Borhave. Borhave. They try to give it and go. And instead, the ball is tapped free. Right side. They give it up. Brunsting. Brunsting drives in. His layup. Double clutch. Good. Dort College with a steal. They get a transition basket. Dort College down 5, 63-58. Wolf out front in between the circles. They had Lamb open. Instead, they give to Borhave on the perimeter. Borhave looking. Instead, goes back over to Lamb. Lamb lays it up with the right hand as he got around Alec Henriksen. Lamb with 11. Defenders trail 65-58. Henriksen at the free throw line. Puts it up with the right hand. His shot is good over Borhave. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. He's got 19. Dort College trails 65-60. Lamb to Luttmer to Erdman. Feed it down low. Borhave working against Van Langen. His shot off the glass, no good. Rebound cleaned up by Franken. Franken over to Brunsting. Brunsting up the floor. Chandler with it out front. Chandler has it on the right side. Dort College down 5. Barkema with it at the top of the key. Passes to Van Langen. Van Langen reverse pivots to the top of the key. Nothing there. Now Henriksen. Henriksen, 7 to shoot. Working against Luttmer. Step back. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Kick out Brunsting. Back to Franken. Franken, 3. Corner. Good! 3-point basket. Garrett Franken and the Dort College defenders within 2. 65-63. Left side pass. Lamb. Lamb knocks down the 3. 14 in the second half for Lamb. 68-63. Defenders down 5. Brunsting tries to pass it out. It's tipped, taken back by Barkema. Barkema with a dunk. Chad Barkema with the slam dunk. So Chad Barkema with the slam dunk. Back the other way we go. Shot no good. Rebound, Borhave. Borhave puts it up, short arms it. Gets it back, off the glass, good. Borhave working the offensive glass. He's got 11. And the defenders trail 70-65. 70-65. Left side pass, Barkema. Barkema at the top of the key. Gives it up, Van Langen. Van Langen, double teamed, loses it. It's taken back by Friedel. Friedel with the basketball. Left side pass, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Luttmer. Luttmer back to Lamb. Lamb misses it. Rebound cleared out by Van Langen. Van Langen over to Brunsting, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders with 6:49 remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Briarcliff leading Dort College 70-65. The defenders use a timeout. They have 2 remaining with 6:49 left. Jansma inbounds. He gets it in to Chandler Brunsting. Now Franken. Franken back over to Barkema. Barkema Brunsting. Brunsting, Franken. Franken, 17-footer, in and out, no good. There for the tap-in, Brunsting, no good. Hung on the rim and wouldn't fall through. Here comes Erdman with a chance to extend the lead at 70-65. He drives in with a left hand, reverse layup, spins off of the glass, good. Eric Erdman with a two-point bucket. He's got 21. It's 72-65. Down to the baseline, Barkema, Jansma. Jansma, three-pointer, good. Jesse Jansma with a three-point basket. North College trails 72-68. 72-68. Right side pass. It goes to Friedel. Friedel gives it up. Jaden Klein-Hessling. Jaden with it at the free throw line. Comes back Friedel. Friedel down to the baseline. Got a bit of a log jam there. They come back over to Wolf instead. Wolf trying for the drive. Puts it up, and a blocking foul called on Zach Bussard. Bussard whistled for the block. And for Zach Bussard, that is his second. Free throws on the way for Jay Wolf. He's got 11. First free throw by Wolf is good. He's an 83% free throw shooter. First one knocks that one down. Second free throw coming. And that one's up and good. So Wolf makes them both. He's got a baker's dozen. It's 74-68. Out front, Franken. Franken goes left side, Barkema. Barkema looking for the feed down low. Instead gives to Jansma on the wing. Jansma on the left side gets around Friedel. Drops it off for Buss. Buss, layup good. Zach Bussard with nine. North College trails 74-70. 5:18 remaining. Out front with the basketball, Erdman. Erdman goes left side. Klein-Hessling, his shot off the drive, off of the window, is good. Jaden Klein-Hessling with five, 76-70. Back the other way we go. Gasing lost his shoe, and Erdman shaken up on the play. And a travel violation called against Briarcliff and Eric Erdman down on the end line, and he never got up to return to get back into the play. North College will have it on the sideline. And they will help Erdman to his feet. And right now he will go off of the floor, and he's not putting any weight on that right foot right now. So he will leave with 4:52 remaining. Make a notation here. Eric Erdman checks out, leaves the court, and he will inbound it, or he will leave the floor. North College down 76-70. Upside pass goes to Barkema. Barkema on the wing tries to feed it for Franken, and it goes out of bounds. And now let's see what Briarcliff does here. My guess would be Friedel will run point. Maybe not. Give it to Wolf and tell him to take it up the floor against Barkema. Ball stripped free. And Wolf will go to the free throw line. Nope, they're going to call the foul before the shot. So Briarcliff will inbound. Throwing it in will be Friedel. Friedel, they give it up Ruttman. Ruttman back to Friedel on the left wing. He goes to Klein-Hessling. Klein-Hessling, three, good. Jaden Klein-Hessling with eight. North College trails 79-70. Ben Gasing with the basketball. He gives it up to Jesse Jansma. Jansma to Buss. Bussard, rare three-point attempt. Shot no good. Saved in by Franken. Over to Jansma. His shot no good. There for the rebound. Bussard no good. Franken on the putback attempt, and he got fouled on the putback attempt. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 79-70. Jaden Klein-Heslink knocking down that three to push it from six up to nine. 4:01 remaining. That foul charge to Lamb is his third. Franken goes to the free throw line. Garrett shooting a pair. He's got 10 points tonight, 9 in the second half. Van Langen is back in. Busser checks out. Another free throw. That one's no good. Tap out attempt by Barkema. Unable to find anyone. Briarcliff comes up with it. Briarcliff leading by 8, 79-71. They go underneath for Ruttman. Ruttman working in against Barkema. And Ruttman's going to be called for a charge. Ruttman, that time, lowered his shoulder. Went into Barkema, and Barkema gave way. Dort College is down 8. Still within striking distance. Got to make some shots, though. Alec Henriksen into the front court. Goes left side, Jansma. 3:40 remaining. Still some time. Barkema gives it high post. Jansma steps back beyond the three-point line. Gives it up to Barkema. Barkema slam dunk in the lane. Chad Barkema. 6 points in the first half. 11 in the second half. 17 for the ball game. Defenders down 79-73. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 3:21 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Wolf. So Jay Wolf to throw it in. 3:21 left to go in the game. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Jaden Klein-Heslink with the basketball gives it up to Wolf. Wolf guarded by Barkema. Wolf, tough shot. Can't get it to go. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Gasing. Gasing does not have the numbers. And Henriksen shaken up on the play. And Henriksen will have to check out of the game as they stop play. And I am not certain why they stop play. General rule of thumb, if a team is on the attack, you don't stop play. And if they allow Henriksen to stay in the game, this is going to shock me. And they're going to. Wow. Well, Barkema will inbound. Dort College with it. Yeah, draw a buzz from the crowd. Gasing gets around Wolf. Shot no good. Franken tries for the follow dunk, and we've got a foul called on the play. Ben Gasing will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That especially drew the ire of the Briarcliff supporters, as earlier in this half, it was Eric Erdman who was shaken up under the basket. His team took the ball up the floor and promptly turned it over, and then they stopped play. 79-73, Dort College down 6. They've not been good from the free throw line tonight. Gasing makes 1 of 2. 4 points for Gasing. Shocks me that they allowed Alec Henriksen to stay on the floor, though, after they stopped play. They give it underneath. Easy bucket, Luttmer. Luttmer on the pick and roll. Nobody picked him up. He's got 5, 81-74. Briarcliff leading by 7. Gasing to Barkema. Barkema, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball straight on. Working on Luttmer. Loses it on the way up. Picks it back up. And now he's going to be called for traveling. '81-74. 2:35 left to go in regulation. Briarcliff by 7. Let's take a break. Timeout, Briarcliff. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 81-74. The timeout made possible by a grant from Vision Realty. Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Jaden Klein-Hesling inbounding the basketball. Jay Wolf will bring it up. Wolf with it on the left wing. Goes to Friedel. Friedel against Jansma. Goes back to Wolf. Wolf out front. Lamb. Crossover dribble. Working against Barkema. Cut off. Comes back over to Klein-Hesling. Lutmer. Lutmer puts it up, blocked by Barkema. Gets his own rebound back, though, and Lutmer finishes it. 7 points for Lutmer all in the second half. And Briarcliff extends the lead to 83-74. 83-74. They go underneath Franken. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trailing by 7. 83-76, 1:52 remaining. Full-length timeout, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Briarcliff leading by 7, 83-76. So a 7-point cushion. Inbounding will be Lutmer. And Lutmer to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. He can run the baseline. He does. Gets it into Wolf. Wolf to Lutmer. Lutmer up the floor to Friedel. Friedel to Lamb. Lamb basket good. Dort College went to a full court press. Briarcliff able to break it. 9-point lead for the Chargers. 1:30 remaining. Into the lane is Barkema. Barkema misses the shot. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. 9-point lead for the Chargers. Gasing. Pass inbounded. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball again. This time throwing it in on the sideline opposite the Dort College bench is Gasing. Gasing to Jansma. Jansma at the free throw line. Puts it up against Klein-Hesling, and Jansma gets the shot to go. So Jansma with a two-point bucket. He's got 5. And a free throw to try and narrow it down to 6. Dort College not out of it completely, but they need a little help. Jansma makes the free throw. He's got 6 points. And the defenders trail 85-79. Lutmer throws it to Klein-Hesling, and Klein-Hesling is fouled in the backcourt by Jansma. Team foul number 5 against the defenders. Briarcliff with a 6-point cushion. Foul on Jansma is his 2nd. Klein-Hesling will throw it in. Gets it into Lutmer. Back to Klein-Hesling. Working against Henriksen. And Gasing called for a hold. So Ben gets called for a hold. His 2nd. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. 1:14 remaining. Briarcliff inbounding again. They get it into Lutmer. Lutmer to Klein-Hesling. 15 on the shot clock. 1:08 on the game clock. Wolf looking for the backdoor cut. Takes it in against Barkema, and he's fouled. Foul goes on Ben Gasing. Gasing whistled for the personal, his 3rd. So 2 free throws on the way for Jay Wolf, who is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. Those came earlier in this half. This is just the 4th free throw shot by Briarcliff tonight. He makes in the second half, I should say. He makes the first one, has another one on the way. 2nd free throw is up and good as well. 87-79. Wolf makes them both. He's got 15. Ben Gasink off the glass, no good. Tap attempt by Franken, no good. Foul called on the rebound against the defenders. And Nick Lutmer will walk the other way and shoot free throws. This will be a 1-1 opportunity for Luttmer. Free throw is up, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Franken. Jansma across half court. Jansma outside Ben. Ben, three. And off the rim, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken shot, no good. 38 seconds left. And stepping on the end line is Friedel. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff at Stork College basketball. Down eight with 37.8 seconds remaining. Barkema, three-pointer. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Luttmer. Luttmer outlets to Lamb. Lamb with it in the backcourt. Lamb still with it. Gets it ahead to Wolf. Wolf, layup, good. Jay Wolf with 17, 89-79. Briarcliff is going to win this game. Shot no good by Jansma. Saved in, and Lamb has the basketball. Lamb will take it across the timeline. Henriksen commits the foul. So free throws on the way for Jackson Lamb. 16 tonight for Lamb, 10 in the second half. Looking to add to that total here. And for Briarcliff, the bigger question tonight at this point, actually that was a 1-1. How serious is that injury to Erdman? 89-79, Briarcliff with the lead, Dort College with the basketball. Just a question of what the final will be. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Jansma. Jansma across half court. Jansma, head fake, his three from the top of the key, too strong, no good. And that's your final. 89-79, Briarcliff with a 10-point win at home tonight over the Dort College Defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and the Wireless World post-game wrap. Here are your numbers. Dort College falls 89-79. They trailed 44-33 at halftime. The Defenders, 30 of 74 shooting tonight. 41%, 9 for 25 on threes, 36%. 10 of 21 from the free throw line, 48%. For Briarcliff, 34 for 74. 13 of 39 from the three-point line for 33%. 8 of 13 from the free throw line. That figures out to 62%. Rebounding, Dort College and Briarcliff both with 47 rebounds. Dort College 18 turnovers to Briarcliff's 13. Dort College led tonight by Alec Henriksen's 19 points, 7 of 10 shooting. 17 points for Chad Barkema, 12 points for Garrett Franken. Franken also had 12 rebounds. 7 points for Josh Van Langen, 9 for Zach Bussard, 4 for Ben Gasing, 3 for Cooper Ross, 2 for Chandler Brunsting. 6 for Jesse Jansma for their total of 79 for Briarcliff, 21 for Eric Erdman, 17 for Jay Wolf, 16 for Jackson Lamb, 11 for Kyle Borhave, 7 for Nick Luttmer, 8 for Jaden Klein-Hesslink, 5 for Ethan Friedel, and 4 for Austin Ruttman. Taking a look at rebounding numbers, Franken had 12 for the Defenders, 6 for Alec Henriksen tonight for Briarcliff, 8 rebounds for Jay Wolf, 6 each for Kyle Borhave and Nick Luttmer, and 6 as well for Jackson Lamb. And off of the bench, Austin Ruttman had 6 rebounds as well. 89-79, your final. And Brian Van Haften has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach, it's tough to overcome 10 of 21 free throw shooting tonight, and for whatever reason, just couldn't get free throws to go, and kind of summed up the evening. You didn't shoot the ball as well, and from the field, a lot of times the opponent has something to do with that.
Yeah, it does, but we missed some easy ones too. You know, the free throws, I didn't realize we were 10 for 21. I guess it felt like it, but yeah, you know, we're just so close. We're just so close. And so we're getting closer all the time. We just got to have that look in our eye, and we just kind of missed that a little bit tonight, especially in the first half. The second half, I thought we fought really well in the second half. But, you know, it just wasn't quite good enough, when you're down 10 or 11 in the first half.
What do you feel like you did better in the second half than you did in the first half?
Just fought a little harder. You know, we made a couple of easier shots. We attacked a little bit more. You know, it's more of a mentality for us than it is physically or what we're doing offensively or defensively. It's just a mentality that we need to develop a little bit better.
Rebounding ends up even. A few too many turnovers. Is that trying to go too fast? Is that Briarcliff putting some pressure on out on the perimeter? Can you attribute that to anything?
I think it's just a little bit of toughness. I think you know, we're making those turnovers. I mean, you can take a turnover if it's aggressive. You know, you get a charge and you know, all that kind of thing. But it's different when it's, you know, just careless turnovers. We're just not tough enough with that. But you know, we will be. We will be in due time. And we will continue to keep getting better all year long.
Coach Van Haften, I will let you go. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften talking about tonight's loss. Dort College losing to Briarcliff 89-79. We have to go through the scores. And I think there's one hanging out there yet. That is Jamestown and Northwestern. Otherwise, we have a complete scorecard. Morningside defeated Midland 90-68. Doan over Concordia 65-52. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 86-80. And that Jamestown-Northwestern game. Checked earlier, there was about 3 minutes left. Looks like there is a minute and a half remaining. Looks like Jamestown is going to secure that win. Up 12 with a minute 38 left to go in the contest. So we can start penciling out some standings. Morningside 7-0, Briarcliff 6-1. I'm going to call it for Jamestown right now. They're 5-2. Hastings inactive. They stay at 4-2. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Mount Marty 86-80, so they go to 4-3. Northwestern, in all likelihood, loses to Jamestown 2-3. Dort College falls to 2-4. Midland 2-4. Concordia goes to 1-5 with a loss to Doan. Mount Marty loses to Dakota Wesleyan 1-6. And the Doan Tigers. Oh, and I beg your pardon. They get on the they get a win, their first conference win. They go to 1-5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. It's time now for the Sioux Center Health Defender Players of the Game. Failed to take care of that during the women's contest, so we'll do that now as well. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. In the women's game earlier tonight, Dort College victorious 76-55, Rachel Evavold, double-double, 18 points and 14 rebounds to go with 2 assists and 3 blocked shots. And in the men's contest tonight, I'm going to go with Alec Henriksen, breaking out of a shooting slump. Hopefully this is a sign of things to come for Alec. 7 of 10 from the floor, 5 of 8 on threes, 19.6 rebounds, and 2 assists in 27 minutes of playing time. That is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. And that's your Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.